So we're starting today's daf, daf tezvav, and we're starting from the two dots, al-kodim ha-kdesh. The Mishnah said that if kodim ha-kdesh, means the hekdesh came before the mum, then the halach is, it's potter from bechar, even after you've paid it. Even after you've paid it, there's no kusha guf, and there is kusha guf, there's certain kusha guf there is, and you are potter from bechar and from meiser. You've got from Bechor and Matanois, put from Bechor and Zerah L'chaim V'keva, even after you appoint it. That's what our Mishnah says. That means the Hekdesh Shechah before the Mum, then you are put from Matanois and Bechor. Not immediately. How do we know this? The Tanah Rabban went to the Braisa, it says in the Pasuk, Psuli HaMekadoshim, Psuli HaMekadoshim are anything that Hekdesh Shaguf, and then it got a Mum, and then you appoint it. So it says in the Psukim of Psuli HaMekadoshim, it says, Ach Kashi Yo'ochel Esa Tzvi V'Sahayol, Tzviva Ayol are both chayas, it's a deer and a hart, which is similar to a deer. So there it says that the Psalm Gdash is like Tzviva Ayol. Ma Tzvi Potom Rabbechor, or Af Psalm Gdash is Tzviva Rabbechor. Just like Tzvi is Potom Rabbechor, because the din of Bechor is only by Bakar of its sign, only by cattle, not by deer. Therefore, we're saying Psalm Gdash is the same thing like a Tzvi, just like Tzvi is Potom Rabbechor, Af Psalm Gdash is Tzviva Rabbechor. So that makes you a potter mechayra. Had no matanos, lo itzi is matanos. Maybe ishbichayv is really chayim v'keva. Talmud loy ma'ayol potter menabuchayra menamatanos. Just like a ayol is potter menabuchayra menamatanos, because it's a chaya. Absolutely, mekdashim to menabuchayra menamatanos. What? Just say ayol. Just say one of them. More like more kasha in a second. So Gemara, even matzvi v'ayol. If you want to compare it to tzvi v'ayol, chelbon muto. We know that by a chaya, the chelev is mutter of a chaya. So here, if it's mamash tzvi v'gdashim, mamash like tzvi v'ayol, it's chelev shvi mutter. Ach tzvi v'gdashim, chelev mutter, it's chelev shvi mutter. Tamalim, ach cholam. Ach says, no, it's not exactly like tzvi v'ayol. It's only gabi tzvi v'ayol, gabi chor matanos, and not legabi chelev. Zogt Gemara, Amar, here's the same Amar I was going to ask you, Yokash, similar to Yokash. Amar, it says in the beginning, it says Tzvi. And we said Tzvi teaches us, just like a Tzvi is part of a Mechor, this is also part of a Mechor. Amar, Oitzi is a Mechor, Lo Oitzi is a Matonics. So, Fakti Gemara, Maishna Oitzi is a Mechor, why punked? Maishna, like why punked you're being Moitzi the Mechor and not Matonics? Tzvi doesn't have matanos either. So once you say it's like a tzvi, like a deer, so it doesn't have bechor, it doesn't have matanos either. What do you have to have ayal for? Once it's a tzvi, it's a part of a mechor, it's a part of a matanos also. There's no matanos by a tzvi, no matanos by a chaya. So just by saying tzvi, it's enough to be part of them both. Maishno. So tomorrow you think like this. You would think that oitzi as a bechor, she'en yishav bechor, bechor I could be a mayit, because bechor we see, you don't have everything, only have by zcharim, only by zcharim, only by males. Leitzi is a matanois, but matanois are noig by more things, yishav is bechor, it's side male, side female, side zocha, side nekeva, you have matanois. You would think you also have it by psu and mekdashim. That's in another pasuk, I tell you that both matanois and bechor are not noig by Tamalewa Ayol, that both Bechor and Matanos are not noyeg by Psuli HaMekadoshim, which means, again, a behemoth that had once had a Kedush Shaguf. Omer Papala Abaya, Ima Tzvi V'Ayol, Ein Ois Ves V'Noy Noyeg Behem, Apsum V'Yosh V'Ein Ois Ves V'Noyeg Behem. Now you're telling me that it's Mamash like Tzvi V'Ayol are both Chayas, there's no Din Ois Ves V'Noy by a Chaya. So maybe Psuli HaMekadoshim, which is a behemoth that was, you paid it, maybe you shouldn't have Ois Ves V'Noy there. Malay, so he answered, you know, I think it should be chayiv. Oh, he says, why? Because the Ma'amadam is to, what are you comparing Psul and Mekdashim to? Ila Chulin, if you're comparing it to Chulin, oh, he says, but no, you know, you want to say it's Chulin Gemur? It's Oh, he says, has. Ila Kachim, and you want to compare it to Kachim, Oh, he says, but so Monashach, Oh, he says, but no, so that's why it should have Oh, he says, so Malay said back to him, if that is a Svara, that you look at it, that it has to be done into something, Yoch, Gabi Chelvi also, Gabi Chelev, Nami, Nema Hachi. Say also chelav should be chayiv because l'mayim medames lehu ila chulin chelbanaser ila kachim chelbanaser and ma'isi you see you need a pasuk of ach for that to tell you that chelban's also what do you chelban that what do you need a pasuk of ach for it's either way it's also so Gemara says you're right It's a good taina. You don't say levay medamislu, but I'll tell you the same ach that tells you chayil of zaser. Say itzes b'nayz also. Ella, someone have the gears like this. Amalei lav amrit ach v'loy chelbo. Didn't you say that ach says that's not exactly like tzivayol legabi chaylev? Amenami ach v'loy itzes b'nayz legabi itzes b'nayz. Also not exactly like ayol v'tzvi tzivayol. So akaponim we're coming out of fides van diomar in fiyabayim that. Ach is memaya two things. That it's not like tzvi v'ayol. Chelev and oisves m'noy. And legabe matonis and b'char, it is like tzvi v'ayol. Freik Rashi, how do you know which one to do which? Zog Rashi, because you want to make it like something. Here we're making it like kachem gemurim. If it's like kachem gemurim, everything makes sense. By kachem gemurim, chelev is aser, oisves m'noy is aser, and b'char and matonis are not naiv. So it makes sense. But if you do the opposite, you would say it's potter and chelev and oisves m'noy, and it's chayiv and mechar matanos. It would come out. It's like nothing. It's not like chulin. It's not like mechar. It's not like kachim. It would be like nothing. It would be like nothing. Therefore, it makes sense to make the drasha this way. Like what?
You should be like nothing.
No, but it doesn't make sense. Like well,
why?
Well, presumably, you should be like nothing.
It's hektish, but it's possible.
I know. So either one of it. Is it a hektish chulin? I know. Yeah, but it can't be like something a third thing. It could be similar in some ways to chulin, some ways to kachim. That you could say, but it's really its own thing. It doesn't make sense. Like what's that should be like its own third thing. That's Rashi's taina. That's how you don't make the drasha this way. It makes svara. If you don't make the drasha, you're right. But here we don't know how to make the drasha. It makes sense to make the drasha this way. That's one mahalach in how to explain oisav esmanay. Rav Amar like this. Ach lo oisav esmanay dosa. Ach is only coming by oisav esmanay. I chelev heino chelev is chayiv by psulik dosha. Why don't you say it's like a chaya? Bechelev medamei nafka. You learn that from the word damei. What does it say in the pasuk? The chsiv rak es damei lo yseichel. It says by psul mikdashim, you shouldn't eat the dam. My damei. What does it mean dam? What does it mean blood? Ilay medamei mamish means the blood. Lo yeil damon tzvi vayol. Even the tzvi vayol's blood is also. Also the damon the tzvi vayol mishari is a mother. Ella, you know what damei means? Ella my damei chelboy. It's the chelev. So the first pasuk, rak es damei tzichel means you shouldn't eat the chelev. So ach teaches you oisav esmanay, and damei teaches you chelev. Great thing, Gemara. Why do you say dam? To, you know, talk, say it right away. Lichtev rechmana chelboy. Let the pasuk say chelev. Then why say dam? Why say blood? Gemara, ikos rechmana chelev have amina, ahani akesh v'ani kro. If it said chelev, I would think that I'll make it in between stage. Ahani akesh v'ani kro. Ahani akesh. The heck is to tzivayol teaches us that there won't be a chiv karas on the chelev. Lamutim ekaras. The chik siv karas ha oichel chelev behemah hu duchsev. Only time it says karas on oichel chelev behemah. The chsiv shenamik yikol oichel chelev min behemah. Which is a regular behemah chulun. And that's what you would say. And the heck is of tzivayol is a part of mekaras. And you would say the pasuk that says "Rak es chel vayse chel," you would say that's talking about to say is a lav. Mahani kol make a lav a lav alma. The Gemara's kasha was say the chel of straight. Instead of word chel of straight, I would think it's only a lav. Because I'd say a hani a case to tell you no chorus, and a hani the pasuk to tell you that there's a lav. Therefore, lach yafgir achmar loshen damai. Therefore, called it blood. Loimer lach mad damai bekaris like dam is chorus. No matter what, af chel be bekaris. That's Rava's pshat. Great thing, Gemara. How can Rava say his pshat in the Bryce that says Mefurish, Ach is coming to Mar Bechelev is also not Oisav Esmanay. Ach is telling you Chelev, not Oisav Esmanay. So what's pshat Rava? Great thing, Gemara. Vatana Ach Olei Chelbei Kama. How can you say Ach teaching Oisav Esmanay? It says Ach Olei Chelbei, not Alt Rak as Domai. It says Ach is telling you Chelev. So Gemara, Ach Kama Iloi Nema Domai. This is what the Brisa means. If it didn't say Domai, Hayisi Omer, Ach Vlei Chelbei. I would say Ach teaches us the Chelev is Aser. Ach Shosh Nema Domai. Now it says Domai, Lo Yisrael Es Benoi Aser. Now it says Domai teaches us Chelev. Therefore, Ach will come for Oisai Ve'es Benoi. Ach will come for Oisai Es Benoi. So the Gemara Vayit. It says in the Mishnah that when a Poida Psulei HaMekdashim, Eina Yoytzim L'chulun, which means I cannot use it for Giza and Avoida. I can't shear the wool. I can't drink the milk, and so on and so forth. No, I mean, Tarabana, went to the Raisa. Tizbach v'loy giza. The pasuk says, Rak v'chol avas nafshecha, tizbach v'achalto basa. Zokt Gemara Tizbach Yishas V'loy Giza. You can shecht it to eat, but not to take the wool off. Basar V'loy Cholav. You can eat the basar, but not the milk. V'achal, that means lo kovecha. You now give it to your dogs. You're not going to pay the kachim, let's say there was an avela, it cannot be paid to feed the dogs. That's one version of this drasha. Igadamri, others say, Tizbach v'achalta, the pasuk Tizbach v'achalta teaches us that in l'chavem heta achila m'shaz v'chavelech. The whole heta to be nene from it, it's only from shechting it and on. And that teaches us you can't take the wool off and you can't milk it. But there's no miyat for klavim. This man has no miyat the word basar. Just darsh and tizbach v'achalta and teaches us that it has to be eaten. No giza, no chalav, no milking it. But we don't dash in v'achalta, what? Huh? You can do giza after you shecht it? That's a good question, I don't know. But I can hear as, yeah. Because now it's very royal achila, right? Now it's very achila. You can take off the wool to eat it, for sure. You know, probably won't be good wool after this, but I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. But saying, I don't know. I hear the question. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's mutter to regards it after it dies. But this man will hold that paid the mesakadosh machil v'klavim, because he doesn't dash v'achalta, lafuke klavim. Doesn't dash that.